98.568-6698. Good afternoon and welcome. The Monday before Thanksgiving. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And boy, what a weekend, huh? Wicked people, wicked people. This guy that runs over this, what is it he ran over roughly? 50 people, killed five. He kills five, and I think there were like 42 to 44 that were injured. Well, one thing that if you think the court systems are going to be righteous in this matter, probably not. But somewhere, light years away, there was a decision made for this man's future. And the orders were given by God of heaven, and this man's fate is now going to be delivered to this world. If the man makes it into, if this criminal makes it into the penitentiary, there's going to be someone there that's going to be waiting for him. So, I don't know. But we're going to have the whole leftist machine trying to protect this man. But it's okay. He won't be protected because orders have come from heaven that have decided his fate. May not be today, tomorrow, next week, but it is coming. His fate has been sealed. It is sealed and is being delivered to this earth, along with the fate of these people that want to rule the world, control the world, and their families. The children of the devil and their those that they have in that network of evil, their judgment is coming. You know, there was some evil that took place in Argentina while Pope Francis was the top Jesuit priest in Argentina. I talk about secret societies, the New World Order, the religions that are coming. And I haven't had really, I've had the time, but I've been focused on other topics. But I want to focus on the first Jesuit Pope, Pope Francis. And for the Catholic people, for the Muslim people, for the evangelical people, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Anglicans, the Orthodox churches, all of the Christian world, and the religious world, and the non-religious world. There are two sides to each of all these things I've mentioned, plus many things that I didn't mention. There are the side that is evil, And in the churches, the seven churches of God, there is the godly side. But in the Catholic Church, according to Revelation chapter 3, concerning the church in Thyatira, which is the Catholic Church, the old Italian or the old Latin name was Thyatira, the Greek name. But our name in our modern vernacular, Thyatira, is the church in Rome. For the Catholics, you have to understand, and I didn't know this when I was young as a Catholic. I didn't realize the evil within Catholicism, because my aunt was a nun, my grandmother was Catholic, my father, my mother, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, everyone in the family, in the lineage, both sides of the family, my mother's side, my father's side, Catholic. Because of that, there's very limited knowledge with many Catholic people about the history of Catholicism. They have no knowledge of the history. Many Catholics believe that it was Peter who started the Catholic Church. Well, that right there is the beginning of lies that the Catholic people believe. No, Peter did not start the Catholic Church. Before the Catholic Church, there were the Greek churches. So the Catholic Church is not really the oldest church. It's the biggest church as far as membership internationally. It's the biggest church. It's, you could say, of the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, and many Catholics, because they don't read the Bible, they don't know that there are seven churches that God stated would exist in the world from that time, after Christ's death, to our time presently. There would be seven churches. The fourth church would be Thyatira. Before Thyatira, before the Catholic Church, there were the persecutions, which were the churches in Smyrna. Prior to that, the churches that the apostles in the first and second generation, they were in the church of Ephesus. Then you had the Greek churches, which were the church of Pergamos. Then the Catholic Church came onto the scene. We're going to talk more about that. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back. 1360 AM Radio.
You're out with your family. One.
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Okay, we'll continue with the biggest church, the biggest brother of the seven churches in Revelation chapter, actually they're mentioned in chapter 1 of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3. Chapter 2 and 3 give the personalities of the Lutheran church, the Greek churches, the suffering churches, the Lutheran church, the Catholic church, the Laodicean Church, the last church, which is the church in the United States of America known as the evangelical churches, which would include messianic churches, Pentecostal churches, charismatic churches, fundamental churches, Baptists, along that line, moral majority type of churches, prophetic churches. But the biggest of the brothers would be the Catholic Church. The youngest of the seven churches would be the Laodicean Church, the evangelical churches in the United States. Okay, I had a couple of thoughts here, but we're talking about Pope Francis. I am not of the opinion that the Antichrist will be a Catholic Pope. And the reason is, doctrinally speaking, the seven churches, as corrupt as some of them are, there's witchcraft in the church in Pergamos, the third church, the fourth church, Thyatira, the Catholic Church. There is apostasy in all of the churches, for the most part, at the end of the world, except for the suffering church, Smyrna. Very little apostasy with a suffering church. Suffering churches mean that these people have been faithful to God and they're being persecuted for their religion, for their belief, for their loyalty to Jesus Christ. Now, I do not believe, because the Thyatira, the Catholic Church, as evil as it is, and what has crept into the Catholic Church, still it is one of God's seven lampstands. The Antichrist will not come from the Catholic Church. Initially, when I was first became a believer, I read books like Earth's Earliest Ages, and I forgot the other one. And in it, the two Babylons, and in it they presented the thought that Antichrist would come out of the Catholic Church. No, the beast in Revelation 13 comes out of the earth, meaning the not non-religious aspects of humanity, which would be just the non-believing world, or the Gentile world, non-Jewish world. I don't believe Antichrist will come out of Israel. So the Antichrist, I have tried to, and I have presented this to for years to people that I've ministered to, No Antichrist. Now, there will come an apostate out of Rome, which I believe is there now, presently, Pope Francis. I do not believe Pope Francis is a true believer. He's the first Jesuit out of the, kind of like you might say, the black pope, a sphere of Catholic religion. Because Catholics don't know the Bible, they don't see where the Catholic Church is. They don't see where the Catholic Church is in the Bible. And then because they're so loyal to the Catholic Church, because they don't know history, I would, when I was young, not knowing what I know now, I would defend the Catholic Church almost to, having not just an argument, but actual knockdown dragout. But then later, I realized, wait a minute, the Catholic people don't have the whole story. And presently, many within Catholicism, cardinals, bishops, priests, do not recognize Pope Francis as the legitimate pope of the Catholic churches. They use the term the Vatican seat is empty, or the papal seat is unoccupied, empty. There is a war taking place within the Catholic Church for the soul of the Catholic Church. And Pope Francis is at war with many of his cardinals and bishops within Catholicism. The Catholic world doesn't know that. They're not aware of it. They don't, because they just don't know. They don't follow what's happening in the political system of the Catholic Church. They don't know what is really taking place. They don't realize that there are two popes. A white pope, which would be Francis, who's out in the open, who wears white. Then there is the black pope, who hides, who is the head, the real true head of the Catholic Church. And he wears a black robe. I think the present pope, the black pope, I think he's been there probably 5 years. I had some documents. I didn't bring them. Okay. So let's look at Pope Francis when he was in Argentina. This is out of Time magazine for the Catholics who have an issue and may have an issue with what I'm going to present. Let's go to the black and the white. Let's don't go to Catholic news. Let's don't go to evangelical news concerning the Catholic Church. Let's go to Time magazine. This is out of worldtime.com. The new pope and Argentina's disappeared of the dirty war. Pope Francis appears on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica after being elected the 266th pope of the Roman Catholic Church, March 13, 2013. Like I'm quoting, like many other older churchmen, politicians, businessmen in Argentina, Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio has been questioned by some for his role during the country's bloody 1976 through 1983 military dictatorship, when tens of thousands of young descendants were made to disappear in the death camps set up by the generals who ruled the country. This is the black and the white. You can't argue with history. You can't argue with fact. The proof is the proof. There are two sides to the Catholic Church. There is the side that is holy, that is godly. There is the evil aspect to Catholicism, just like with the Lutheran Church. and with the many of the Protestant churches, the Catholic Church in Argentina. This is out of the Time magazine. The Catholic Church in Argentina realized that its behavior during that dark period was so unsaintly that in 2000 it made a public apology for its failure to take a stand against the generals. And presently, concerning pedophilia within the Catholic Church, which has been in the news for over 20 years plus, that the Catholic people, many do not realize, do not know about. They've heard, yes, there have been some priests who were pedophiles. They don't know about the nuns within Catholicism that are witches that perform ritual within the Catholic Church. That's the dark side. They don't know about the popes or the cardinals or the bishops. Not only do they molest little boys, but they actually do sacrifice within the Catholic Church. Malachi Martin, as a high-ranking cardinal with Jesuit oaths to the Catholic Church, wrote in 5 different books, as a priest within the Catholic Church, and as a kind of like a, not a confidant, but almost a secretary to 2 or 3 popes, Malachi Martin knew what happened within Catholicism. He wrote about it, the keys of this blood, some of the other books, which it's very hard to get now. And eventually, Malachi Martin, he dies mysteriously. Now remember, the Jesuits within the Catholic Church, they are sworn to protect the Catholic Church against anyone individually or groups that will try to bring negative a spotlight on Catholicism. Now I'm going to continue. We want to confess before God. This is out of the press from the Catholic Church. We want to confess before God everything we have done badly, Argentina's Episcopal Conference said at that time. We share everyone's pain and once again ask the forgiveness of everyone we failed or didn't support as we should have. Argentina's bishop said in a statement again last year, this was written in 2013, so in 2014, in 2013 they stated something else, 2013-2014. After former dictator Jorge Videla, now serving a life sentence, claimed in an interview that he had received the blessing of the country's top clergyman for the actions of his regime. He had the blessings of the country's top clergyman for the actions of his regime. Since he was anointed cardinal by Pope John Paul II in Rome in 2000, and remember, it was Pope John Paul II when he was the cardinal or the bishop in Poland, if I remember correctly, he sold the gas to Germany for the ovens in Treblinka and these other facilities. Yes. And remember, it was the Vatican that helped move the Nazi SS criminals, these henchmen, these murderers, in a rat line that would go all over the world. The Vatican was part of that also. There are 2 sides to the Catholic Church. I'm just presenting the side and the truth about that negative aspect of the church in Thyatira. But there is also, God says that Thyatira is one of his lampstands. And if he states it's one of his lampstands, that means there is something within Catholicism that God protects. He has an angel to protect it. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be right back. AM Radio. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices. Just like that. No solicitation. Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I take you to burn.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is what the non-Christian world doesn't realize, that there is a God of hellfire. There is a God of the underworld. There is a God of Tartarus, a God of Sheol. And this God of this underworld is, you might say, the warden for the wicked. And God allows the wicked to be put into the hands of that warden to be kept in fire. At the end of the world, now that the spiritual world is being understood, and for the most part, people go through life and they really don't think about the spiritual side of things. But now, with what's happening internationally and the evil that is taking place, Christ stated that the evil that is being done would eventually be shaken out of the world. In the book of Job, it says that God is going to grab the horizon on the left, the horizon on the right, and he's going to shake the earth and the evil out of the earth. And Christ said that the sun rises on the good and the bad, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So Christ makes it very simple. There are those who are just, those who are unjust, those who are good, those who are evil. Pope Francis, going back to the Catholic people who don't read your Bible, go to the Catholic Bible, to the Apocalypse. Go to chapter 3 and read what it says about Thyatira. It states in there to the Catholic people, in your own book, in the Catholic book, in the Catholic Bible, in chapter 3 of Revelation or the Apocalypse, talking about Thyatira, because Thyatira and those who have ruled Thyatira, those that have been the shepherds of Thyatira because of their evil and what they have done to the children of God within Thyatira, God says that he is going to throw that church into a bed of sickness, and he is going to kill her children with death. The Catholic people don't realize that Thyatira is talking about the Roman Catholic Church, the biggest church, but it's only one of seven. It is not the oldest church again. It is the third oldest. Going on with Francis, since Jorge Mario Bergoglio was anointed cardinal by Pope John II, Jorge Bergoglio has had to contend with repeated allegations over his actions and inaction in the years of what he called the Dirty War, or what they call the Dirty War. Those claims have resurfaced now that he's become Pope Francis, the first pontiff from the New World. Even before his election, Pope Bergoglio has always been a popular and admired figure among Argentine Catholics. The general criticism against him has been that The criticism was that he did not do enough at the time when he was in power there in Argentina to stop the generals, that he did not speak out publicly about the thousands of those who would be disappeared, who vanished without a trace, and whose mothers protested for answers in a plaza in Buenos Aires. Most Argentines are aware, however, that if Bergoglio had been an active critic of the regime, he would most certainly have not lived to become the Pope. So he knows, if he'd have been a critic, he would never have become Pope. There are other things that Bergoglio has done that would offend you. Other churchmen at the time were quickly murdered by the country's merciless generals. The chief proponent of the accusation has been Argentine journalist Horatio Verbitsky, who has authored a series of books on the history of the Argentine Catholic Church in El Silencio, The Silence. Verbitsky says that Bergoglio withdrew his order's protection from two priests, giving the military a green light for their abductions. Eventually, they would be released. Now, this is from countercurrents.org. 30,000 people were murdered in Argentina while Pope Francis was the top Jesuit. This is not a small thing. Now, with Francis, where he sits as the Pope of the Roman Church, or the imposter, because again, many cardinals, bishops, priests within the Catholic Church internationally in Rome as well do not believe he's the legitimate Pope. They believe that he was put in power by the Jesuits unlawfully. So there's a former Argentine military dictator, Jorge Rafael Videla, who just recently died in prison. This article was again out of countercurrents.org. This was in September of 2015, the end of September. We can't erase history. History is vital. God loves the Catholic people as well as all people. But in God's love, God brings truth to his people. Truth is important. History is important. Former Argentine dictator Rafael Videla, he was announced dead at the age of 87. There is a God of hellfire at the age of 87. He died serving a life prison. Okay, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah.
The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The new hours are 9 to noon. The podcasts for these programs and for the programs on the station on the weekend during the week are on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section to the programs you want to listen to. All the programs are streamed live daily. 1360KHMC is the top AM radio. We're free to present things that some of the other stations would be, it would probably not be politically correct to talk about, even on Christian stations, talking about presenting to the audience the sins of the Catholic Church, the sins of the present Pope, the possibility that the present Pope is not even a true believer. You know a tree by its fruit. If it's a good tree, it brings forth good fruit. If it's an evil tree, it brings forth evil fruit. Some of the agendas of Pope Francis, a little term called wealth distribution. Wealth distribution. Taking the wealth of not the wealthy top 1% of the wealthy people of the world. No. Taking the wealth of the everyday, hardworking, the bourgeois, the working class of America, of the Western world, and giving their hard-earned income to the poor or those who do not want to work. In the Western world, it's those that don't want to work. In Africa, South America, yes, you do have the poor, suppressed by their governments. No capitalism, socialism, communism. Then the Pope is pushing the carbon agenda, the green movement. This is anti-biblical. This is against the scripture. And yes, Pope Francis, he knows doctrine. He knows the Catholic, the canon. He knows everything concerning the religious world. Doesn't mean that he's a believer. Just means that he's very sharp. He understands how to play the religious world, how to use scripture to move his agenda forward. The other thing with the Pope is a matter of taking people in migration, open borders. The nations need to open their borders to the migrants, wherever they may come from. He works with the UN to fight America's border policies and the border policies of the nations in Europe. But the wall surrounding the Vatican is what? How tall is that wall? 24 foot, 30 foot high? Nothing goes in without his permission. So what about the Vatican walls? What about the wealth of the Vatican internationally? Why isn't that wealth used for the poor people of the world? So there's a thing that Christ stated that offended Christ more than anything. It was the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, the hypocrisy of the religious world. This is who Christ openly rebuked in all the Gospels. The Pharisees, the Sadducees of that world, the religious order of that world. If Christ were here today, and he is here, his spirit is upon mankind, there is Christ is against the religious part of Catholicism, the control and the hypocrisy of Catholicism. Within Catholicism, though, again, there are those priests bishops, cardinals, that they have a godly aspect to them. God is for them. And the angel of the churches, Thyatira, does have an angel that oversees and protects the church of Thyatira. But God is offended with what has happened with the witchcraft, where Satan's seat is, or how did he phrase it? Those that have not known the depths of Satan as they speak. So there's something deep within Catholicism that Catholic people are not aware of. It's just like within the Islam faith. There's something deep within the Islamic faith that the Islamic people are not aware of. It's witchcraft, Satanism. It's devil worship. Okay, I'm going to go on with this article. Now, this General Videla, he became president by overthrowing Isabel Martinez de Peron in a coup d'etat. His dictatorship, referred to as the Dirty War, was responsible for up to 30,000 disappearances, killings, tortures, and subversives. Babies born into dissident families were stolen to give to military families. Most of the controversy is based on his inaction towards the junta military as the leader of Argentina's Jesuits during the Dirty War. Francis knew what was going on. He knew what was happening. This again is out of countercurrents.org, September the 27th, 2015. The article name is 30,000 murdered in Argentina while Pope Francis was top Jesuit. Millions while Pius the VII was Pope. Millions died while Pius the VII, I'm sorry, the 12th was Pope. So, we'll be back in a few minutes. 1360 AM radio, the best top radio.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com. Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, the last segment of today's program. Before I forget, I'll probably tell you tomorrow and Wednesday too. We won't be here Thursday because Thanksgiving. So have a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Have the best Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Enjoy all the blessings that God gives you. Everything that you have to be thankful for. You think about it and you'll find so many things that you need to be thankful for that we forget. And God has to, you know, He's gracious to us in the things that we're conscious of, and He's gracious to us in the things that we're not conscious of. So whether we are aware of how He's blessing us, things that we can't see, we need to thank Him. Thank Him for the things that you don't see that He's blessing you with, things that are important that you don't know about. So this is a week of Thanksgiving. Don't take just Thursday to be thankful. Every day of this week, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday also, and every day thereafter. Again, every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the present truth, and then Sunday from 9 to noon, my new hours, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, the Radio Church program. And I am your host, Rick Rodriguez. And also, I found out that there is support coming in for this hour, for this program. Continue to send your support and mention that this is for Rick and the Present Truth, and that will help me stay on the air, which is great. They don't want me to go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. You don't want me to go anywhere. So, and then you can send whatever, bring it in the front door, buy gold, silver, or send whatever to send your help to P.O. Box, to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown. The zip is 80534. P.O. Box 104, zip code 80534. Thank everyone. I want to thank everyone for helping. This lets everybody know here at the station that you like the program, that I'm adding something to you, which is important. I could talk about so many things, but everything is pretty much being covered, so that gives me the opportunity to present things that I think are important that maybe you don't see. Now, I'm just going to mention, you know, this dictator took over for Perón. I think this was Perón's wife, his second wife, Isabel. There was Eva Perón, his first wife, if I'm correct, and Eva Perón, she was the lover of Otto Skorzenyi, and Skorzenyi was Hitler's bodyguard. And then at the end of the World War II, in 1945, Skorzenyi, he ends up somehow mysteriously ending up in Argentina. Could it be the Catholic rat line? And there he is, a lover of Perón's wife, Eva. And I wonder if that's why she got cancer and died. So this just little facts here and there, little things here and there to see how everything is in one way or the other tied in together. Things. And then on top of that, Skorzeny, he is moved to America eventually and dies in America down in Florida in the Sunshine State with the Oranges. 1360 AM Radio, KHNC. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow. AM Radio, 1360 KHNC. The very, very top. Talk to you then.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 1.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800 800- 951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.